Hello and welcome to the Match Day 1 review of the World Cup. This is Man on the Match podcast. I'm your host, Matt. Let's get down to business. So starting off with our first game on November 20th, Ecuador beat Qatar 2-0. And today, I'm filming this on recording this on Friday, Qatar is out of the World Cup. yeah, not good for the host. On the 21st, England beat Iran 6-2. Senegal lost to Netherlands 2-0. And U.S. tied with Wales 1-1. I'll talk a little bit more about that game. On the 22nd, Argentina was upset by, 55th ranked Saudi Arabia 2-1. That is insane. Denmark tied with Tunisia 0-0, as did Mexico and Poland. But reigning champions France beat Australia 4-1. Then on the 23rd, 0-0 between Morocco and Croatia. Japan beat Germany 2-1. Is this the fall of German soccer? We'll see. Spain absolutely destroyed Costa Rica 7-0. Belgium beat Canada by a slight margin 1-0. And then yesterday, Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, to all Americans who celebrate. So it started off with Switzerland beating Cameroon 1-0. 0-0 between Uruguay and Korea. 3-2 between Portugal and Ghana. And then 2-0 between Brazil and Serbia. Speaking of that game, injury update on Neymar. Neymar will be out for the rest of the group stage. Pretty big blow to Brazil, even though they didn't really use him because, like, Vinicius Jr. and Richarlison really stepped up, bringing me to my best individual performance of the week. Richarlison, what a game. The first goal was alright, it was a tap-in. He was there at the right time, which was good. But the second one will probably be goal of the tournament. That was one of the best goals I've seen scored in the World Cup. That was incredible. He was definitely the best. He had a brace, which in a couple of other people did too, like Euro for France, Valencia for Ecuador. He is also going to be a breakout player this tournament. He just scored his third today, in a tie against the Netherlands. Saka, had a brace against Iran. Very, very good performance from him. And as for best team performance, I would have to say Spain. It's just a complete domination by them. Yeah. So far, it's been an alright match day. Teams were just settling in. And they still kind of are. In match day 2, we had the first games today. By the way, follow us on Instagram for all of the scores daily we'll be posting. It's mainly been settling, and that's why we have games like 0-0 happening like every single day except for like the 21st. And obviously the 20th, there's only one game that day. But yeah, it's teams, obviously the young players getting their nerves out, and just everyone kind of like gelling together to get in form for their long run. Group A was decent. Obviously, we all knew pretty much that Qatar was going to win, even though I thought they were going to beat Ecuador because I was really nervous about that game. And obviously, Senegal lost to Netherlands without Mane because he's injured. I think that Netherlands and Ecuador, especially after today's game, Netherlands-Ecuador 1-1, and then Senegal versus Qatar 3-1. I think Ecuador can pull out a tie or a win against Senegal and will advance with the Netherlands, who will easily beat Qatar. Group B, that's a difficult situation because after today, it's England 4 points, Iran 3 points, US 2 points, and Wales 1 point. Wales completely choked in their game against Iran, and their keeper got a red card. That was not good. They're pretty much out because they're playing England next, and England actually needs to win. So they're going to absolutely, obliterate them, especially since their goalie's going to be out again, I'm pretty sure. That means, I think so. But, yeah, Group B, it's going to be very close. I think the U.S. will just barely eke out a win. just like they did in, I believe it was 2010, Landon Donovan scored the winning goal against Algeria. They were in the exact same situation where they needed to win to get to the round of 16. It's going to be like that. I think it's going to be Pulisic that'll score the deciding, but not in the last minute, obviously. Can't be the same for all tournaments, because then it would just get boring. Group C, close. Very, very close. Obviously, Saudi Arabia is topping it because they won and Argentina lost. They're at the bottom, but Poland and Mexico tied. Argentina needs to win these next two games badly. I do not want to see Messi go out for his last World Cup this early. So, yeah, they better win or else I will be very upset. Saudi Arabia, this might be a one-off thing, and if it's not, cool. As long as Argentina advances, cool. Mexico-Poland, that was just a goalkeeping masterclass. Chesney and Ochoa, mainly Ochoa, was outstanding. But, yeah. Group D, with reigning champions, I think France, even though if there's a curse, they're probably going to end up handling it pretty well. Denmark-Tunisia, that's going to be a battle between, because now they tie. It's really going to depend on the results against France and Australia. So, we'll see what happens there. Group E, Germany might not make it out. We'll see what happens. That game against Spain is going to matter the most for them. It seems like Spain might get out, and Japan, it's going to be Japan versus Germany. It all depends on their result versus Spain, those two teams' result against Spain. Costa Rica, it's been fun. Group G, that is, did I just forget to do group F? Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, no. F is after E, sorry guys, oh my god. Group F, I think Canada won't make it through. Morocco, Croatia, both have equal chances at beating Belgium. Belgium doesn't look that strong. So, I think those are the two, I still stand by my comment. Those are the two teams that are going to make it out. Group G, I believe, is that the group? Yeah, that's the group with, I think that's the group with Portugal, no, it's the group with Brazil, yeah, the group with Brazil. Brazil and Serbia are probably still going to make it out. Serbia did put up a fight regardless, just Brazil is that good, and now I'm switching my predictions. It's either Argentina or Brazil, because I think they'll meet up in the semifinals still, and whoever wins that game is honestly just going to win the entire thing. And then the other two teams are who? They're Ghana. No, not Ghana. How am I forgetting this? Oh, Switzerland and Cameroon. Cameroon, yeah. It's fun while it lasted. And Switzerland, they'll put up a fight against Serbia, but ultimately Serbia's going to come out on top. Group H, Portugal looks good. Should not have been a penalty, though, on Ronaldo. For Ronaldo. But the rest of the team look pretty good. Ghana is close, but yeah, no. But Uruguay and Korea, obviously, their situation is the same as Denmark and Tunisia, where their games against Portugal and Ghana are the ones that are going to matter. But yeah, that's pretty much my recap of everything that happened. Obviously, I told you about all the injuries and basically like the storylines for each group. I didn't mean for this to be too long. Obviously, it's a holiday weekend here in America, Thanksgiving. So, I just wanted to make this short. In other news, other than the World Cup, Cristiano Ronaldo is leaving Real Madrid. They both mutually agreed to terminate their contract. I think he will go to the MLS or Sporting Lisbon. MLS, I would see him going to, like, LA Galaxy. Maybe Inter Miami. David Beckham owns the team, obviously, and or maybe the New York Red Bulls. We'll see. But yeah, I didn't mean for this to be too long. I just wanted to like kind of like recap everything. I shared a little bit about what I think is gonna happen next. I'll see you guys for Match Day 2 review going into Match Day 3, and until then, ciao.